Welcome to the Dr. Wyatt Show podcast, where developing a long-lasting happy relationship is the status symbol to achieve, and following my tools is one path to help get you there. I'm your host, Dr. Wyatt Fisher, a licensed psychologist specializing in couples counseling. If you want better communication so that you have more love and less fights, start using my app, Keep the Glow, KTG, wherever you get your apps, and be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Wyatt Fisher. Today, I'm going to do a mini episode. My episodes are already short, but now I'm going to do an even shorter one today on a common mistake I see couples make in conflicts. This is a mistake I've made in my past in my marriage. It's a mistake I see couples making all the time in my practice with the couples I work with. And so I just think it's important for me to get on here and share a few thoughts on this so you can be mindful of this in your own relationship. So the mistake that I see is when couples are trying to resolve a conflict and they're trying to listen to their partner's experience of the conflict, everything goes off the rails because they can't keep their mouth shut without interrupting their partner and correcting their partner on the details, on the facts of who said what, of what order of events things happened. And then that turns into this back and forth bickering match on the exact sequence of events and on the exact sequence of words. And it's difficult to watch. And again, I can relate because I've gone through this in my own relationship, but it's hard to watch as a psychologist because it's easy for me to see as a third party watching how irrelevant the details are, how irrelevant the facts are, how irrelevant the order of the sequence is. It's irrelevant because no matter if you correct your partner or not, it's not going to change the way they felt in that argument or in that conflict. It's not going to change the way that they experienced the conflict. So if you get hyper-focused, and a lot of people with engineer-oriented brains, they get hyper-focused on the details of the conflict. And when you get hyper-focused in that, you get lost in the weeds. And you lose the main point. You lose the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is what your partner's experience was, how they felt in the conflict, the impression it gave them, what their overall takeaway was. That's what you need to listen for. So as you're listening to your partner describe their experience in the conflict, you have to resist the urge to correct. You have to resist the urge to needle down in the details. You have to resist that impulse. It takes emotional self-control, like a lot of the tools do, but it's for a reason. You have to resist that urge and instead zoom out so that you're listening for the overall impact, the overall experience, the overall takeaways that your partner had with that conflict. And then as you're listening to the overall experience, the overall impact, then you're listening for, what did I do wrong? How did I contribute to that? What am I guilty of? How did I make that conflict worse? That's what you're listening for. And you're not going to be able to get there if you're bogging down the details. Now, some people have strong reactions to this approach and to this advice. And they think it's all about the details. It's all about the facts. But my view, it's not. Because if you go down that trail, you're arguing about the facts, you're arguing about the details, it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to make either of you feel any better. It may scratch that itch that now you feel like you've established the correct protocol of what actually happened. But did it really help anything? Probably not. Instead, it just made you more upset with your partner because now you're just arguing about the argument. So again, next time you have an argument, resist that impulse, zoom out, listen for your partner's overall experience, and then find the kernel of truth that you can own with what you did that made things worse. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Wyatt Show podcast. If you joined the episode today, be sure to leave a review and be sure to call the podcast so that you can leave a voicemail and I'll respond to it on the next Tuesday episode. The number to call is 303-578-0618.